Welcome back to Durango Digs on AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM. Jack Llewellyn with the Chamber of Commerce here with Tony Vaccari. And you have so much going on out there at the La Plata County, Durango La Plata County Airport. And so I do have to, is it Durango La Plata County or La Plata County Durango?
The former, Durango La Plata County Airport.
All right, also known as DRO. And everyone says to me, oh, it's a small airport. I got plenty of time. I don't need to get there early. And I remember telling somebody, I'll wait out here because you didn't check in yet, did you? And he's like, well, no. I said, I'll wait out here. And sure enough, about 10, 15 minutes later, he came walking out and said, I can't get on the flight because I didn't check in. And we waited too long, or he said, I waited too long. So talk about that. When do we need to arrive before the flight?
Yeah, great question. So our recommendation is that everyone arrives at least 90 minutes prior to their scheduled departure. We do run into some challenges with this. And first and foremost, you're totally correct. And everyone is, we are an extremely convenient, accessible airport. That's really one of our strengths, is I think everyone knows who's used the airport. You can be from parking your car into the terminal through the TSA checkpoint, sometimes in the matter of minutes. If you're ahead of the game, aren't checking a bag and have your boarding pass on your phone, it can be an absolute breeze to get through the airport. That's really one of our strengths. So we want to make sure that we lean into that and leverage it, but we want to make sure people don't take that just a little too far and sometimes push it. And the reality is that every once in a while, there can be some surges in lines and folks will all come at the same time, or there's a little bit of a snafu, like you didn't realize that you're boarding pass didn't come through cleanly and you have to go back to the ticket counter. And if you haven't left yourself that little bit of time, it can result in kind of a unfortunate disruption to your travel. So we definitely recommend that everyone arrives at least 90 minutes prior to the airport. Allows for a nice stress-free, easy process. You can get yourself through the TSA checkpoint and then spend a little bit of time at the gate in our post-screening bar and concession area, whatever you need to do to just stay, you know, nice and relaxed before an on-time departure.
Yeah. And again, you guys, you know, you have the let's say the full bar as well as food and other beverages. And it's conveniently located. And I am the type of traveler that likes to get there ahead of time just so I can chill. I'd rather be relaxing on the other side of TSA versus scrambling to get through. I'm curious, and again, I didn't prep for this question, but if you want to do pre-check, because I know sometimes I get pre-checked, sometimes I don't. But if you want to get that pre-check status, you still can do that, correct?
Yeah, yep. Pre-check remains an active program through the TSA. They promote that nationwide, and those numbers over the years have really ticked up. There's quite a few people that participate in that. There's an annualized subscription cost associated with it that people can learn about by going to tsa.gov. There's kind of a one-time initial process to go through to become a sort of a known traveler, essentially be pre-vetted. And then once you're in that pre-check type of program, you're able to move expeditiously through almost every TSA screening check point in the nation, including in Durango, can really save you time. You don't have to take off your shoes and your belt and you know, all those type of things. So it ends up being a still thorough, but an expedited screening process for folks that are known and vetted travelers. And it, particularly if you're a higher user of travel or even a moderate user, it can really be a pretty smart investment to save yourself time every time you're coming out of any airport.
Yeah. Now let's talk a little bit. Are masks or no masks? I mean, I assume masks are not required any longer.
Yeah, you're correct. Masks are no longer required for any travel within the United States on any airline. They are, of course, optional if anyone's not comfortable flying without a mask, or frankly, if you just want to be extra safe, you're not going to catch the flu or anything else. Not necessarily a bad idea. I admit I've worn one after the point when they were required, just because we were going for some important family travel and wanted to make sure not to get anyone sick. So still definitely an option, but not required for any U.S. travel. For folks that are traveling internationally, we still recommend that you check out the both mask and vaccine requirement rules for any international destinations, because they can vary quite a bit across the world. Some places are far more stringent than others.
Well, and even having the negative COVID test within the last however many hours from, you know, the point of this, you know, your departure, there's still some places that know that require that. So definitely want to check things out.
Definitely, yeah, it pays to be an informed traveler. Like I said, right now, for any US domestic travel, none of that is required. But if you're going to go outside the country, definitely make sure you're checking for what those requirements are at your destination, because that'll make for an unfun trip real quick if you get sent back home.
Yeah. So I got to ask you, what is the one thing that you, because just talking to you all the time, every time you speak, Tony, you can tell you love your job. So what is it you truly just get charged up and every day when you wake up and go, I get to work. I don't, it's not I have to work. You get to work. What do you love about your job?
Great question. And yeah, I do. I mean, it's a fun, really fun job and a great place to work and a great environment. In its most simplistic factor, probably the absolute best thing is that if you ever come and visit me in my office and look out the window, I have a great view of the airfield. And it's very basic, but just watching aircraft come and go all day long from our airport and doing so in a safe manner and allowing both residents of the area to go on important travel to see family, to go up for good times, bad times, business trips, you name it, and vice versa for visitors coming to visit our area for the first time and seeing Southwest Colorado and everything that we have to offer. It's just really fun and rewarding to have a front row seat to that, both in terms of seeing the aircraft come and go and knowing that we as an airport staff are facilitating the safe travel of the public here. And then, wandering around the terminal and seeing families welcoming home. Veterans who are arriving from overseas duties or folks that have been on church mission trips. Those are really kind of heartwarming and fun things to see, or just welcoming in grandma who's coming to visit and you haven't seen in the last year. It's pretty neat to see the travel impacts. It's more than just taking a vacation. For a lot of people, this can be really kind of heartwarming, family-oriented, and necessary travel, and it's fun to be around that every day.
And real quick, what's the website? We got to take a break. All
FlyDurango.com.
right, we'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Durango Digs on AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM. Stay tuned.